This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, and Dr. Slide coming to you from my dining room and Radio Park in Racine, respectively. You can always join us, call or text or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, you have a couple minutes left until noon to text the word jingle via the Civic Media app, J-I-N-G-L-E. Take your time. Make sure you spell it correctly. J-I-N-G-L-E is the word you want to text in right now as part of our Civic Media's latest statewide text-to-win contest, the Grown-Up Gift List. This hour, we're playing for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. You may have a shot at $100 later on today in the 1 o'clock hour or the 4 p.m. hour. But right now, jingle is the word, J-I-N-G-L-E. To pick up that overnight stay at Chula Vista Inn Resort. And then everyone who enters, regardless of whether you win or not, will be in the drawing for the grand prize, one of eight grand prizes. We're going to play this contest through next Friday. So get that word in, J-I-N-G-L-E. It is 11:53. That means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Zuckerbucks edition. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Real quickly, John from Menominee Falls said, only picking unqualified bootlickers to be in charge of departments of our government should not be a thing.
Yep.
I think we all agree with you on that, John. Right now, though, this is a tisbat that Greg Bach found.
I did indeed. I found this one, and thank you. You're welcome, everybody. In new news, in Zuckerbucks news, remember Zuckerbucks, Jane?
That was when Mark Zuckerberg was granting money to municipalities to help them run their elections, correct?
Yes,
this included. So it was just to help with the function of people casting ballots and participating in democracy. That's what Zuckerbucks were essentially doing, even though it seems that that got bastardized somehow.
Well, yeah. See, you had political leaders like your Ronalds Johnson and your Brian's Schimming, who said things like they started calling Zuckerbucks. They weren't called Zuckerbucks. They were just grant money, and they were being given away to municipalities all over the state, not Democratic strongholds, not to.
Right.
Steal elections or help Democrats win. It was just to help the processes, as we've seen, is a very long one. So that money was being granted to various places in Wisconsin. And Wisconsin decided to go to the polls and vote against that ever happening again. So now we can't get outside money to help with the process in a nonpartisan way.
Right.
Instead, we now have to work with what we got, which is difficult. But here's the thing is, Mark Zuckerberg decided that Meta, his company Meta, which owns Facebook, Instagram, and the ever-popular Threads, donated $1 million to the Trump inaugural fund.
Did he?
He did that. He gave $1 million to Donald Trump and Mar-a-Lago because he wants to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't go after him the same way he went after TikTok and anything else he doesn't like.
Yeah, so he's essentially... investing.
Exactly.
He's investing in the second Trump administration to treat his businesses maybe a little bit, you know, more the way he would like them to be. Maybe some breaks here and there, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, as Neil Irwich said in the first hour, you know, complimenting him, this time Mark Zuckerberg is going to compliment him with money this time. And I guess, you know, we could call these, they're Mark Zuckerberg's, it's Mark Zuckerberg's money. And it's, I would call him Zuckerberg money. We should call it Zuckerbucks. He's given Zuckerbucks to Donald Trump. And currently, I've been looking at my phone, waiting for any text messages from Robin Voss, Ron Johnson, or Brian Schimming with outrage. None. There's no outrage over this.
I think you'll be waiting for a while.
And there's no outrage whatsoever about Mark Zuckerberg donating to the inaugural fund of one Donald Trump. So
it's an investment, Greg.
You're right. I'm wrong.
He's making a business investment.
What am I thinking, Jane?
It's all going to be fine. And again, one rule for thee, but not for me.
Never. Not in this America, Jane. Never in this America where the billionaires play.
Yep, exactly. Well, that wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Definitely should.
Nope.
Should not. Should not. Coming up on the show tomorrow, very much looking forward to talking to Grassroots Menominee Falls. They are going to be here at 10:33, keeping an eye on what's going on with our schools. Of course, it's Friday, so Dan Schaefer will be here, and we will do all of the recombobulating with Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area. Again, you still can text in the word jingle, J-I-N-G-L-E, until noon. You got about 2.5 minutes to get that in via the Civic Media app. And then your next chance to play that statewide text to win contest coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today. Stay warm and you have the chance to share it. News is coming up next. Happy birthday, Greg Buck.
Thank you for all the good wishes. Bye.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.